The Knicks are an absolute disgrace. I think that's the perfect words I could start this off. Absolute disgrace. How the fuck do you lose a game of this magnitude? Have Jalen Brunson look like he's getting jumped out there. He got jumped yesterday. That shit was bad. We got a two-time All-NBA member playing like Tyrone Hill. We got Jalen Brunson out there playing by himself. RJ Barrett looked trash yesterday. Straight up garbage. Quentin Grimes missing every open three-pointer known to man. Mr. Untouchable. What the fuck was that I watched yesterday? What the fuck was that I watched yesterday? And don't get me wrong. I love the Knicks. I love what the Knicks stand for, orange and blue skies. I don't care about really losing. Losing is not what got me really mad and agitated. That's one of the last things that's on my mind, losing to the Miami Heat. We lost to them, all credits to the Miami Heat. But losing to them is not what's making me mad. What makes me mad is we lost to Caleb Martin, Max Strus, We lost the Caleb Martin, Max Strus, and Gabe Vincent. You shitting me? Are you fucking shitting me? I was supposed to be on a date today. I was supposed to be touching grass today. I said, fuck touching grass. I'm going to work. I don't want to touch grass today. I don't want to be around because my vibes is bad right now. I'm giving off bad vibes, bad energy. I don't want to give that off to a female. Not right now. Mm-mm. There's nothing to celebrate right now. Quentin Ntilikina was untouchable. The man missed a wide open three-pointer. He was passing up open three-pointers like cookies. What the fuck was that I was watching? The man literally was getting the ball and running to Jalen Brunson to give Jalen Brunson the ball. Are you shitting me? And Charlotte think I'm supposed to get on here and slander RJ. RJ was dying out there. Where was the two-time All-NBA player at, man? What are we watching? What do you Knicks fans want? I'm confused. Why is this still Tibbs support on my timeline? Why? What did you see from Thibodeau in these playoffs that tell you we need to keep him? Nothing but Knicks sim. I don't give a damn if he gave us a culture lift. We knew that was going to happen. That's not something you say to me in a debate like that. We knew Tibbs was going to change the culture. That's a fucking dead parakeet to tell you that. Yeah, David fucking fizzed that. Don't tell me about Tibbs changing the culture. Fuck your culture. Your culture is Julius Randle being selfish. That's your culture. How dare you motherfuckers talk to me about trading kids right now? That is blasphemous. I'm not keeping Randall and Tibbs. I don't give a fuck what nobody's talking about.
They gave us a facelift. They made us look better. Shut up, bro. Shut
up. That's why I didn't join those spaces lately. Join them for what? So somebody can tell me something different than my eyes seen? Fuck out of here. Fuck off. That shit was disgusting what I watched yesterday. Get Randall the fuck out of New York. Get him out of New York. It's over. It's over. It is all. I don't need to see him no more. The fact that Obi Toppin shot 45% and Randall shot 34% in the playoffs, that's already mind-boggling itself. The fact that Obi Toppin played 15 minutes per and Randall played 33 minutes per. The fact that company men, see, this is why I invented the term company men, right? Because I could speak company man fluently. I speak the language. I know what they're going to say before they say it. So if you bring that up, the obvious rebuttal is, well, Obi Toppin doesn't receive the same defensive attention than Julius Randle. Duh, dummy. Duh. I don't need to know that. I know that already, stupid. Why the fuck Obi Toppin can't get more minutes? Why I gotta continuously watch Julius Randle and Tom Thibodeau sabotage my franchise? Why do I have to listen to Mike Moscato, Fred Katz, Ian Bagley, all of these people talk about Josh Hart for $18 million? Why the fuck do I have to listen to that? Why? I think it's kind of disrespectful to my intelligence now. I think that social media has made people so strong now that I don't need to stand for that bullshit anymore. You can't just tell me we're going to keep Tibbs. Tibbs needs to be fired. He needs to be fired. With all due respect, he did his job. What is the logical basketball reasons you keep Tibbs? What is the logical basketball reasons? What the fuck is... You want to see a... You need to see enough... Let me get this straight. You need to see another playoff series with Tom Thibodeau to understand that the offense needs a facelift? Even if you want to keep Randall and keep Obi, you don't want to see Randall and Obi in a small ball lineup? Are we dumb? I know Knicks fans ain't dumb. I think Knicks fans are the most intelligent people on the earth. I think Knicks fans, what they don't like to do is face the truth. Because the truth is hard sometimes. When you had to face John Starks shooting 2-for-11, you had to face the truth. You had to look at it and take it for what it is. He shot 2-for-11. You don't make excuses for that. I don't see 90s Knicks fans making excuses for John Starks shooting 2-for-18. How can Randall pounce around New York and go 4-for-17, whatever he went, and people say we still need him? So you value regular season production. You like to be wild in the regular season. I think it's kind of disrespectful to my intelligence. I think that certain Knicks fans need to be locked up and they need to be taken to Rikers immediately. And they need to go in the day room and fight for theirs. That's what they need to do. I think certain Knicks fans need to be treated like it was a movie I was watching when the girl, when the dudes did whatever they wanted to her, whatever, and this is a movie. Right. And then she caught all of those dudes and did them greasy one by one. She did one of the dudes, tied them to a tree and put the shit on his mouth and fed them rats. I think that's what needs to happen to some of you Knicks fans. She held the other dude above a tub with water and turned his head around and drowned them. Some of you Knicks fans don't deserve to be a Knicks fan. I think the fact that Tom Thibodeau has given some of you the most success you've ever seen in your Knicks lives watching the Knicks, I think that makes you feel like you need to keep him. No, you don't. Because when somebody cheats on you, they show you who they are when they cheated. Why would you take them back? Are you a Knicks simp? Because that's what a simp is. A simp is a person that I let somebody do anything, whatever they wanted to do to you, and you're not going to give no fight back. That's a simp. Are you a Knicks simp? You're not mentally tired of what you're watching? I watched Obi Toppin make two straight threes to only get benched. How do you think I feel today? You think I want to see a tweet, Charlotte, from you saying RJ's only 22? You're damn right I don't want to see. You should be tweeting about Randall and Tibbs. I don't care if you my teammate, partner. I don't give a damn this summer. Logical State is thrown out the window. You're not getting Logical State no more. You're not getting Basketball Talk State. I'm not doing that this summer. That's irrelevant. It is out of the window. Since Tibbs want to do me this way, I'm going to do it to the Knicks this way. I tried to fan y'all way. I tried to be a company man. I tried to put my hard-earned money to the Knicks to go to the finals. I tried to do a lot. I tried to be on your side. That shit didn't work. So you know what? State is going to back to being State. I got to be back to being myself. I didn't feel like I was myself for about a month anyway. Watching Jalen Brunson getting jumped like that last game. And people talking about Mitchell Robinson. Disgusting. It is disgusting. How dare you talk about Mitch? Put his heart and body and soul on the line. I don't care if he can't lay the ball up on offense. Do some pick and rolls for him. That's Tibbs' fault. Because you should have been putting them in post moves in the regular season the past 4 or 5 years. You wouldn't have this problem now. You think? It's called muscle memory, you dumbasses. You don't like muscle memory? People saying, oh, Mitchell Robinson, he shouldn't dare try to ask for the ball no more. I thought about it last night, slept on it this morning. I said, how can I even talk about Mitchell Robinson right now? He got me out the first round. He battled. He did his job. Steve Mills looking at this roster, he's smiling today. Said, look what I left the Knicks. Mitchell Robinson, RJ Barrett, and max cap space. Luckily, we got Jalen Brunson. It's time to get rid of Randall. Randall stayed. He stayed his time in New York. He will never get the fans back. It is over. Yes, if you want to condemn the people that defaced him on the picture, yes, it is wrong. I will never agree to that. I will never agree to people destroying property and defacing pictures of Randall and saying trade him. I will never agree to that. That is wrong. But you know what I will agree with? Trading Randall. I don't give a shit no more. When my aunt died in 2020, my right-hand man died in 2020, nobody give me no fucking hug. I'm a grown man. White old black men in America, we looked on to be strong. Asian, it don't matter what your ethnicity is. Nobody don't give a fuck about your feelings. I don't give a fuck about Randall's mental. When I gotta work a 9 to 5, he's sleeping on a millionaire bed. Fuck out of here.
Feel sorry for Randall.
No, he get all excuses in the world. Never. Pat
Patrick Ewing was wearing ice on his knees for a decade straight. How dare you say Randle had a newborn kid? Fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here. It's over. It's up. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? We just seen Jalen Brunson dying out there yesterday by himself. This offense is trash. Why should we keep Tibbs? Are you kidding me? That's a debate? People are questioning why we keep... What? So if your partner cheated on you and your man seen your partner cheat on you, you'll say, you know what? I'm going to ignore what my man's saying to me. He's a liar. I'm going to believe my partner. What the fuck? Why would your closest friend lie to you? Why would I lie to Knicks fans? That shit last night was a travesty. I'm listening to Spaces. Everybody laughing. It's nothing to laugh about. How dare you? What's funny? What the fuck is funny? What's funny is the Knicks don't have a first round pick. That's what's funny to me. That's what's really funny. Ha 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 ha. You want to laugh now? Don't tell me about the Dallas map. I don't give a shit about the lottery. Fuck that.
Oh, we got to wait till Tuesday until the lottery. It's always waiting for something. It's always next season. It's always we got to wait for Randle. It's always we got to wait for... Fuck out of here, man. I'm tired, man.
Yo, State, you just got to wait for a disgruntled star to become available, bro.
Man, if I hear about a disgruntled star again, because the first person that needs to be out the door for a disgruntled star is Randle. Are we talking basketball? Why would I trade RJ at 22? That don't make no sense. It's dumb. It was dumb then and it's dumb now. On what planet you build with a man at 28? I don't give a shit about what coach you have. I don't give a shit about what system you're in. Doug Collins was Michael Jordan's coach, and the man went in the playoffs and scored 63. I don't give a fuck about what coach you are. When the players play in the playoffs, you see the eye in the tiger. You see who got it and who don't. Randle is not that guy. If you want me to say, yeah, RJ not that guy yet. RJ's only 22. He only 22. Without RJ, you don't get out the first round. Y'all got to be realistic now, man. Quentin Ntilikina airballed a three-point shot. That's my last memory of him. That is really bad. I don't want to hear about great shooter this summer. I don't. Me personally. Because that's poppycock. His last shot was the airball. Talking about great shooter. How is he untouchable? I don't get it. How do you put RJ and Mitch in a deal and an Obi? And that's how ironic this whole shit is. Because the original deal that Woj reported was RJ, Mitch, and Obi. Who was the young boys that performed in the playoffs and didn't look scared in the playoffs? RJ, Mitch, and Obi. Ain't that ironic? It's time to get Randle off the Knicks, man. I don't know how people could come on the Twitter today and really say anything positive about the Knicks right now. It's nothing positive. We have no first-round picks. We have no cap space. So even if you wanted to trade for somebody, how the fuck are you going to do that? Like, I'm confused and mind-boggled behind that shit. How?
Yo, State, look, man. Right. I just want to say one thing real fast, and that's the second this series started and it started going the way it went, I got to admit, I was hopeful after the series prior that Tibbs had woken up and that we were going to make some adjustments. But if you're coming out of this series outside of the mindset of we are taken hostage by Julius Randle, Tom Thibodeau, and Leon Rose, and until something changes in that dynamic, we are going to be stuck in the same position, you're fooling yourself. You're telling yourself lies. You're hoping. And the evidence is just not there that they want to break the shit up. So me being the person that I am, you know I don't give a fuck. I went on Spaces and I said, I want to lose this game 5 and get it over with so that there's some pressure on the Knicks front office and ownership to fucking do something about this. And they dragged me. They called me. They said I'm not a true fan. They said all kinds of shit. I called game 5 a feel-good win. And then game 6 happens. And then everybody is saying the exact fucking same thing that I was saying the game before. After this loss, fire Tibbs, get rid of Randle, whatever. So my question is how